Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Spelling is Hard, an adult spelling show that has us all looking crazy. Except for today's guest. You know why? Because she's a superstar. She's gonna knock it out the park. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman has done everything in Hollywood, from produce to direct to acting, casting. She has her own shows on multiple platforms and social media outlets. Please put your hands together for LA's own Miss Tangerine Thomas!
That was an amazing intro.
See how I gave you that?
I felt bad because I really don't want to be here and I don't want to do this show. And now I feel bad.
This is what you do. You got to get your friends to do stuff that they don't want to do.
Man.
And I figured a couple people didn't want to do it, but because we're good friends...
That's the only reason I'm here. The only reason.
You could have said no, though.
I can't say no to you.
Yes, you can.
I love you. You were in my wedding. And when he loves it, I love when he does the ducky. He knows that.
He loves
when
I do the ducky. It because I'm like 2 inches taller than a little person. And it's funny to her to see a tall little person. That's the only thing she equates to.
How did you know? It's so cute.
Oh my God. You would not believe how many times Sandrine asked me to do the Dougie in public. She's like, do the Dougie. I was like, we're at a funeral.
And then he'll make me so happy when he does it. Thank you so much. We're gonna have fun today now.
Tangerine Thomas.
Yes.
One of the things I did not add to your repertoire, because I want to talk about it right now, is comedian. You just recently started, you jumped in head face first.
I just did 6 shows in Tacoma, Washington.
You better come
Got
on.
Back late last night.
Uh-huh.
At a super Nate Jackson. Wait, which camera should I be looking at? I didn't get the camera tutorial before the show.
This is just,
hey, let's see. I just performed 6 shows at Nate Jackson's super funny comedy club in Tacoma, Washington. And it was great. And I took his comedy class.
Because
you never know what you don't know. And even though I've been doing comedy for 4 years, the pandemic took a couple of those years away from me. And I was like, you know what? Let me just go learn some new stuff. So I took his class, did a showcase. Then I featured for Rodney Perry over the weekend.
Come on!
I'm just having fun. I'm in it. I got the laugh factor this week. Let's go!
Hey! Lee Thomas.
Yes.
That's great that Nate Jackson hit you back for a show.
He's my frat brother. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. What made you want to jump in that lane? I know it's not just because you hung around so many of us. Was it something that was always in you, or you just like, well, I think I could do this?
I love comedy. Mm-hmm. I love watching bad comedy on TV when I was in high school.
You like watching the bad comedies?
Yes, that's my favorite because I want to see why they're bombing. I used to love watching white people do comedy because I just wanted to see, like, because theirs is so different than ours.
Yes.
And then I started doing sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. And then my sketch team went from 8 people to 7 people to 4 people down to 2 people. And I was like, well, shit, I'm one person away from doing stand-up because I'm up here with just another person.
Right.
And when he goes to change clothes, I'm up here by myself. I might as well try it. So that's what happened.
Listen, I feel like we got enough banter out of the way. Everybody's at ease. We're cool. We can slide right into this thing. This is a very fun game. And I promise you, you're going to have fun. If nothing else, you're going to laugh. As a comedian, you're going to love it.
Okay.
All right? You're going to have a great time with this.
Thank you.
So basically, we have 3 rounds.
Okay.
Right? And then we have a lightning round. Maya's going to instruct us on all of that. Again, as always, we have Maya here as the instructor / announcer.
Hi, Maya.
But
Hi,
before KJ. We get started to figure out who's going to pick which category they're going to do their words from, Maya has a quick game for us to determine who goes first. Maya, you want to explain the game?
Okay. So this is a 5-letter word. It is a thing, it's a food, and you're gonna go back and forth guessing a letter until you get the word. Whoever wins this gets to choose the category.
Now, nobody has done this yet, but you can also ask for a hint. But if you ask for a hint, that counts as your turn to guess a letter. And if you ask for a hint and I understand the hint, then the next turn is mine, I can get it. But I just wanna let you know that you have that at your disposal if you wanna ask for a hint.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Okay, Maya, you ready to get going?
I'm ready.
Tangerine Thomas, you're up first with the first guest.
Is there an O?
There is no O.
Thank you.
Let's go with an A.
There is an A. It is
for
a
man.
Letter.
It's the second letter?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a what?
This is a food.
Food, okay. All right. So you.
Is there an S?
There's no S.
Well, it ain't pasta. Let's go with an aura.
There's no R.
Okay.
Let's go with a T.
There's no T.
Goodness gracious, this word doesn't exist. Is there an M?
There's no M.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Jeez Louise, is there a C?
There is a C. It is the first letter.
And then am I supposed to...
No, it's my turn now.
...tell you when I'm ready to get...
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. If you get... I guess if I don't get it right, then it would be your turn.
Okay. Looking at my fingers is really helping me figure this out. So.
Is it candy?
It is candy.
I should have said I was ready to get...
Wouldn't matter. You already, I would have guessed the letter. It still would have been...
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, CMT. I appreciate that. So, Maya, what are the categories for us to choose from?
You can choose either cars or cheeses.
Oh. Well, I love both of those. I mean, who doesn't love a good Asiago?
You're so mixed
a
right now.
A good monster? What about Feta? I'm going with cars.
Because you have so many. How many cars do you have to hear?
That's not for my personal business.
How many cars do you have? I gave a couple away.
I gave a couple away.
He has so many that he gave a couple of way, ladies and gentlemen.
I think what you're doing right now is unnecessary.
I just want them to know how successful these shows have been for you, sir. Congratulations.
I wouldn't say that.
Congratulations.
I bought two of them on accident on eBay.
Wow. I never accidentally bought a car. You did that twice. Wow. Must be nice. Good luck up there.
Stop.
To hear.
Yes.
Your first word for the easy round is license.
It's one of those words where you like, I know it, but then you start and you're like, oh. Okay. L-I-C. I-N-C. Mm. Yep, I know.
Come sit down.
That is incorrect to hear.
Yeah, I know.
Aww. Aww.
It's okay.
Do you know what it means?
I do know what it means, but I'll still take the sentence.
Okay, the sentence is, she's been driving since she was 16, but she only got her license last week.
A license is a proof document of some sorts that you are able to control a motor vehicle or other things that need that type of legislation. Proof document.
Okay. Formal permission from the government. Okay.
Oh, what if it was a fishing license or a gun license? You made it specific to, okay, whatever. Can I spell it correctly for some points?
Not for points.
Not for no points.
Just for fun? Giggles? Never mind.
What? How do you spell it correctly?
It's L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
That's what it is.
Take that slow walk of shame back to the chair, brother. Right here. Aww.
Tangerine, it's your turn.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, you just only have to do it once, you know? Overachiever over here. You don't need to raise it that high. Okay, you know what? You and your husband both. The disrespect is at an all-time high.
Your word for the first round of cheeses is baguette.
That's not even a cheese.
It's to do with cheese.
These categories don't go with the categories. And I'm vegan. This isn't even fair.
Hey, man. Baguettes you weren't always vegan. Now, bag it on up to that microphone and spell a word.
So this is where I spell it. Then I ask, do I ask you to use the sentence later or now? No, what I spell it first.
Spell it first.
Baguette. B-A-G-U-E-T-T-E. Baguette.
That is correct. Now.
Good job, Tangerine.
Oh, thank you so much, Tahir. I see how much you meant that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll use this sentence to find the definition. No cheese plate is complete without a baguette.
A baguette is like some big-ass bread. You can make a sandwich out of it. You can slice it up and put it on a cheese board. You can put the cheese on it. It's a white kind of bread. It's just some bread. It's carbs.
Yeah, it's a French crusty loaf, yes?
Yeah, all that.
You better walk.
We're not on that damn seat.
Success is on this seat.
Guys, it's still summertime, so it's still time to bring that heat. Look, nothing is more important than a first impression, especially as a first impression when it's grown folk time. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. If you want to make an amazing and a lasting first impression, I strongly suggest you try Blue Chew. Listen. I've been talking about Blue Chew for years. I'm not going to stop now, okay? It feels like my member has a cape on, if I can say that. That's what I feel like because you have extraordinary sex. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you, people. I will never do it again without Blue Chew because it's like once you experience what you can do, why would you ever go back, okay? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Now, you can get the same results and save a little money, why wouldn't you do that? You wouldn't do that because that don't make any sense. The process is super simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it's all done online. That's right. You don't have to make any trips to the doctor's office. You don't have to wait for the doctor's office to call you back and give you an appointment. None of that. Everything comes to your door in a discreet box. Listen. I'm so excited about this product. I want to hook you up, fellas. Listen to me right now. I'm going to hook you up with a free month trial of Blue Chew. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You heard, right? A free month of Blue Chew. And all you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Process is very easy with this as well. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WORDING. That's WORDING at checkout. And all you would do is pay $5 for shipping. One more time, BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WORDING. Pay $5 at shipping. Comes to your door, discreet package. You're welcome. Holla at your boy.
To hear?
Yes.
You ready for the second round?
Why not?
That was the end of round one.
Yes.
Am I victorious?
I mean, let's just wait till the game is over.
I just felt victorious. I just wanted to confirm it with the score. Okay. I'm victorious.
So far, you're doing pretty well.
Okay. What is this face?
That's me being happy for you being victorious. All this
okay, Tahir.
Yes.
Your medium difficulty word for cars is accelerator.
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 Mm-hmm.
Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
You heard her.
All right, hold on now. Let's simmer down. Don't make your eyes smile at me. I make my eyes smile at you.
Light skin squint.
Accelerator. A-C-C-E-L.
That's my baby. Having my back.
That will look
messed
took
you up.
All the little courage and confidence I had completely out of me. He slit the neck on my balloon of confidence. I mean, just held it. It was like, I just deflated.
Keep it up, CC.
A-C-C-E-L. A-R-A-T-O-R.
No.
Sorry. Aww. The laugh.
What's the spell of my ear?
It's A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-O-R.
So just one letter off. I was off.
Mm-hmm.
I put an A where it should have been an E.
Mm-hmm.
Made it
Why'd
wrong.
Why'd you laugh that hard? Like I got all of...
Aww.
Go sit down. We don't need no more help. You want to give me the census, Maya?
Sure.
Oh, could you give me the census? I'm sorry.
Of course. Tap the accelerator just a little bit.
Accelerator is a pedal, fixture, handle, something to make a vehicle increase in speed.
That is correct.
All right, well, look at that. You got half of it, right?
You know what,
half of it is better than, you know,
you are so
zero.
Condescending. You
what
have
I?
Condescending.
What? Okay, that's better.
I struggled a little bit because the gum got stuck behind my big tooth.
So a big tooth and a fat tongue, and you keep doing these damn word shows. I don't understand it.
I'm not glad for punishment.
Tangerine, are you ready for the second round?
Yes. Go over here again?
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of the walk in the... microphone?
Well, I mean, it's a spelling bee. As a spelling bee, you're always talking to a microphone.
This is cute. Okay. I like
don't
it.
Do that.
Like
don't
no,
do that.
I think the idea of the show is cute. I'm being genuine. This is great. Having a ball.
Are you ready?
You said we had a ball last night?
All right.
I love
that's
you, baby.
This is,
we did have a good
a
time. Because I've been out of town for a while. And so I had just got back in town late. And he was like,
got
listen,
it. We got
you
it.
Owe
we
me
got,
some things.
There's a kid here.
You owe me some things. She needs to know we're married. This is confirmed by God. It's okay.
It's confirmed by God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She ready. She ready, man. She
going. Hold on, my shirt. My wife piece shirt that you could get on tangerine.com came undone. Hold on. There we go. I'm ready.
Okay. Your medium difficulty word under cheese is bechamel.
You wild as hell, Mike. Somebody done brought their child to the audience.
What is hell, my. All right.
She's had an in for me since your last show. And it's okay, because I like her. I like her.
I don't know.
You said bechamel?
Bechamel.
No T sound at the end, bechamel.
It is, yeah. There's no T sound at the end. Bechamel.
Not that that matters, because I don't even know how to spell the first syllable. Bechamel.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of this word in my entire life. I don't know if it exists. Bechamel. First of all, this show is stupid. Did I say that? Because you don't need to know how to spell anymore. This day and age, your phone will tell you how
this
to spell
true.
Something. Your
this
laptop will tell you. Why are we doing this show?
This is true.
You could have made a DJ show.
This
you could have made a talent
could've
show.
That.
All that shit is easy.
I could have did
why
all
are we
that.
Doing this?
But guess what we did?
This
spelling.
Bullshit.
Guess what? Spelling.
B-I-
Get to it.
I don't know if it's...
D-O space I-T.
Bechamel. B. And I'm not an air speller. This is the bull. B-I. Should it be C-S or S-C? Bechamel. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to get it right. B-I. S-C. You doing the to me, baby? At the
yes!
order, bro. Get this juice
yes,
out
yes, God.
You hooked me.
Oh, the God I serve. Amen.
You will regret this, husband.
You ain't even halfway through. He ain't got no faith in you.
You will regret
Jeez
this.
Louise.
And now I'm changing my decision. All right. Based on the oomph, let's uh-huh. go to, and you better be right, because I know you ain't heard of this word either. You from Detroit. You had the Detroit school system behind you. B-I-C-H-E. M-E-L. It don't matter. I'm not going to get it. That's my input. I know it's not right.
Screw no.
Everybody.
No, it's
you
not
stop
right.
Stop gloating. I'm tired of looking at your gums. Close your mouth.
Saying.
I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you.
This is not right. That's
put
what
it
I'm
in
saying.
A sentence.
It's a, I'll let you know the spelling. It's B-E-C-H-A-M-E-L.
Oh, B-E.
Yeah, B-E.
Oh, you knew? You knew? If you don't quit dangling your damn leg. The elbow and the leg is killing me right now.
Okay. Use this sentence to guess the word. For macaroni and cheese, add cooked pasta to a quart of bechamel and a pound of cheddar and bake for 1 hour.
Bechamel is a liquid. It is...
like water?
Creamy, no.
Okay.
It's a creamy liquid. And it makes some bomb-ass mac and cheese.
Mm.
Be more specific.
Yeah,
nah, man,
can.
I got it. That was it. I'm right. Thank you.
It's a white sauce.
I said it was a creamy sauce.
Yeah,
but
you
have to
make
the white sauce.
It doesn't specify creamy.
I said creamy.
White sauce doesn't necessarily mean creamy.
What other colors is creamy sauce?
I mean, you can get a creamy bisque.
I got that one, and I want to thank you all for being with me and enjoying today. That was a really good round. Thank you. I nailed that.
All right.
Tahir, are you ready?
Oh, I'm absolutely ready.
Am I winning?
You're tied.
Okay, I'm about to
win. There you go.
Tahir?
Yes.
Your hardest word for the third round is limousine.
That's not a hard word. Bechamel is a hard word. That was my second round word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is rigged.
It's one of those words where you never think about how to spell it until you have to spell it. I don't know how to spell limousine, guys. I'm just getting it out there because I'm... Can I give you the abbreviated version? L-I-M-O. No?
Can I steal?
When I spell it, it's going to be so bad. It's just, all right, L-I-M-O. Z-E-N-E.
Okay, come sit down.
I'm sorry, Tahir. That was very wrong.
What is it?
L-I-M-O-U-S-I-N-E.
That's stupid. I'll be honest with you. That is stupid. All right. You want to give me the sentence? And
sure.
I'll try to guess from there.
The sentence is, she's so extra that she rents a limousine just to get around town.
Look at that name. Is it possible it's a long length vehicle that can transport more than the normal amount of people?
Be more specific. You also described a truck.
Okay. This is a luxury vehicle used to transport the famous or well-known or wealthy.
I'll take luxury, yes.
Nah, what color was it? You didn't say the color. Remember all that color stuff you was talking? What color was the limousine?
But she didn't actually say what color the limousine was.
Exactly. Why did I have to tell you the color of the cream? Sit down.
The cream wasn't the color.
By the way, I hate this.
Cream was the description of the.
We're moving
sauce.
On.
Tangerine, are you ready for your last word?
Color. This is gonna be harder than the
it's gonna be harder.
Michelin word. I just
say the Michelin man. White was the color, by the way. It was a white creamy sauce, not.
Like, we've moved on.
Okay.
Because you have to make a roux and then you add like milk, so it's a specific kind of sauce.
Maya, we've moved on.
Okay. Tangerine.
Yes. Can you start having two mics for your guests?
Okay, first of all, it ain't even that much of a difference. It ain't even that much of a difference.
It just save time.
Your most difficult word is lactobacillus.
Come on, have a seat, babe.
You gave him limousine. A child could spell limousine. And you gave me the word that's on the back of like drugs. That have
Darius? He got it wrong.
You put that sign down right now. I'm sick of you and this damn sign. And y'all for going along with it. Screw all of y'all. Y'all are my friends.
That's the thing. I still got it wrong, so it don't matter. What category I picked, I would have got both of these wrong. That much I can tell you.
Lactobacillus.
You got this.
Lacto.
I can't hear you if you're not by the mic, though.
Lactobacillus?
Yes.
You can take a knee.
Lactobacillus. I can take a what?
No, you can sound this out.
Wait, can I get help from the audience? What did
you say? No, I said you could take a knee.
Like, oh, does that help?
No, don't listen to this.
Lactobacillus. Lacto. L-A-C-T-O.
There you go.
Lacto. Bacillus.
Boom.
B. Could be B-E or B-A.
Swing in the dark.
Bacillus.
Uh-huh.
B-A.
There you go.
That's not right.
That is. No, that's it.
C. You shut the hell up.
Okay.
C-I-L-L-U-S.
There you
Correct.
Go. What?
Okay, Inglewood. Okay, Inglewood.
She got it right. She got it right.
Clay, you didn't know. You hit him with the dude. Shut up, man.
I actually was nervous about throwing
that. Oh, okay. You know what?
Relevant.
Okay. Use this sentence to find out what it means. The lactobacillus they use for this cheese is only used there.
Lactobacillus. Lacto, it's like a protein that's found in dairy. So the lactobacillus is a specific combination of amino acids and protein that's found in that specific cheese. Are you okay? You okay? You have a lot of dramatic sound effects over there.
Let my throat. And then
you need
play.
Any more CT.
Yeah, I need you to be more specific. There's one particular word I'm looking for.
There's one particular
about
word.
About cheese. Oh, it's cheese. Necessary for cheese. It's
necessary for cheese.
Okay, let's throw out some words here.
There you go.
Dairy.
Uh-huh.
Dairy.
Uh-huh.
Yellow or white.
Ah.
You're into colors.
Okay.
Creams.
Right. Yeah.
Lactose, mucus, because you know if you're eating that real cheese, you're gonna have some mucus in you.
Think of the word. Think of the word
bacteria.
You just
bacteria.
Bacteria.
There we go.
Oh, crap. Really?
That's my camera.
Yep.
All right, so now we have the.
You couldn't spell limousine? I just want to recap. You couldn't spell limousine.
Settle so I can push
you. Got seven cars and can't spell limousine.
None of them are limo! To be fair.
You might want to get one now.
All right, we had the lightning round. So basically.
Am I winning?
Let's just wait to find out.
All right.
Basically, Maya's going to give both of us a tongue twister, all right? Separately. While she's giving the tongue twister, we both be quiet. All right, after she finishes, you try to write it down as quick as you can from memory. If you spell it correctly and get all the words correctly, that's 1 point. And if you go up to the microphone and say it correctly 3 times fast, that's another point. Now, when she's talking, you have to be quiet. When you're writing, you can do what you want to your partner.
While you're called.
Yeah, it's called, please. Called. So I'll go first. And I'll listen, and then I'll try to write. And while I'm writing, if you so choose to let the devil use you and be messy and petty, you can do that. You know, if you want to be a good God-fearing Christian, you know, you can be quiet, too.
Not a chance.
All right, Maya, let's go.
To hear, it is pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Patty cake, bake her man with the curd of the bread over here. When you put the cheese in the lactose esophilus, and then you put the patty cake and the pad of peppermint patty told me that she better put the curds in the way, and the gingerbread man coming up and down, Jack and Jill go up the hill, and then padded bras make boobs look amazing when you push them together. What did you write?
I don't know what you said. I got pad, kid, poured, pad curd.
Aww.
No.
That's not.
You can still get some points if you say it correctly 3 times fast.
So pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Correct.
That.
What does pad kid mean? That's the noun, pad kid?
Pad kid.
All right. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
That wasn't fast.
That was fast as I could go.
That was like a little remix.
That's as fast as he can go.
Also, you could go relative to his speed?
No, you could go relative to you doing it fast as you can.
That wasn't fast.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, so that's the, you just put it for your height again.
Okay.
What is a pad kid, though?
Hey, man, you asking all the wrong questions. Because pad kid ain't got nothing to do with you getting this correct.
So you can't write until I finish speaking.
And that's when he's going to start to.
I'm not even going to do all that. I'm not even going to do all that.
You might
got stuff to do.
Okay. Tangerine, your tongue twister. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
If a dog... shoes were chewed by Hugh. Whose shoes would it be that sued Sue, possibly queuing up the shoes for the chew in the first place? Now, here's another thing. How many swishes could a swisher swish if a swisher could wish on a star? That's one way to look at it. How many sails she sails by the seashore
I wasn't sure if the last word you said was chew or choose. And I guess I'm not allowed to ask
you. I mean, you could try, but you ain't gonna get no response.
Hey.
All right.
Zip it.
I thought that she said cues, not chooses, shoes, who's, blues, blues, clues. All right, show it to this camera first and then read it.
I write really neat, but not when I'm being distracted and sped okay. up.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose shoes? Chew or choose? You don't know which one. Well,
I don't know what she says. Okay. She speaks very quietly for someone that's dictating something that could make us lose or win.
She just speaks at a normal inside voice. Maybe you just speak loudly.
How's my spelling?
It's good, and I'm going to give it to you. It was choose.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. The slow cut?
Now you can still get even more points if you say it correctly three times fast.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say it correctly. I mean, if you can.
I heard her. Okay. I heard her. Can I have a sip of water?
I mean, we can get that out of the show. We would have to bring
but
it
But I need to.
Don't need right
I
now.
Need to be able to enunciate.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Well, I do have water right here. I'm so mad at this. This right here.
This right here is that bullshit. You know what? I'm going to do it from down here. Because that's how I feel about you.
Now, see, this is why you're going to mess up because you play so much.
You
now,
did this. You put it at your height for me.
It's not my height.
This is your height.
This
is disrespectful.
See, now the disrespect is continuing. That's what you're doing. You had a chance to break the cycle. So now, you better get everything right, too, saying it fast.
But
do you want it to be fast like you're fast? Because I can do that.
You can mind your business. That's what you can do. You ain't going to get it because you're being petty, squatting down.
This is where you left the mic for me, sir. It's your
you
show.
You could have lifted it
you
up.
You don't want me to be down
go
here?
Ahead, do your thing.
Cameras, y'all got me down here?
Go ahead.
This is where the boss of the show wanted me to be. Okay.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does it choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does it choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Okay.
Yay!
Great job, Tangerine.
Did I win yet?
You did win.
All right. This is fun. I'm so glad you had me on. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you okay?
I'm great. Thank you.
This is the jacket for the show? You do this for every episode?
How about, you can go over to the microphone and you can thank the people for coming and watch it.
I want to
know what you got coming on.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
What you got going on? Go ahead, dude. I'll stay over here. The loser's corner.
For real?
Yeah.
You're not gonna.
Nope, I'm not gonna do it on this show. Just pull the whole thing up.
And I'm
just playing. I'm Tangerine. Thanks so much for watching. Should I be looking over here? You can find me at tangerine.com, spelled T-A-N-J-A-R-E-E-N. Watch me on the show Millennials. Watch me on Fat Tuesdays, the era of hip-hop comedy. Watch me on Family Time. Find out where I'll be in a city near you doing stand-up. And join my Discord. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. Love you, Tahir. Bye, y'all. Yeah!
Another episode of Spelling Is Hard. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.